Hey, good morning, everyone. Let's, Bez Hashem Eli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Eli Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Nun, one of the most famous dafim in all of Psachim. We're going to pick it up from the top of the page. V'hoya Bayomahu on the third line. Says the Gemara, once we're talking about how large Yerushalayim is, that if somebody leaves Yerushalayim and he remembers he has Besar Kodshim, so now the Gemara is going to darshan a number of psukim from Sefer Zechariah. One of the psukim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately in the future going to expand the city of Yerushalayim. But first, says the Gemara, V'haya bayom ahu, on the day of the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, the war in the future, it will be on that day. So Gog is going to attack Jerusalem. Lo yia or yikaros v'kipaon. There will no longer be a certain light. There will no longer be light and kipaon. Says Gemara, ma yikaros v'kipaon. What is meant by this? I'm a blazer. Ze or, it's referring to sunlight. She yakar ba'olam hazeh. It's precious and very needed in this world. It's very strong. But the kapoy la'olam haba, and olam haba, there's going to be so much light, that light, the or ha'gunas, that light of Mashiach, is going to be so strong so that the sunlight is not going to be so significant anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, elu negayim va'ahalos. This is a reference to the laws of negayim and ahalos she'ikarin hein of olam hazeh. Nowadays, it's hard to find somebody who knows the laws of negayim va'ahalos. These are a little bit esoteric, but but in the Olam Haba, everybody's going to know everything. So having people who know the laws of Negayim V'Ahalos is not going to be as significant in the next world. Because in the next world, it's going to be Umala Ha'aretz Deya Es Hashem. Everybody's going to know everything. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Elu B'nei Adam. This is a reference to the rich people who are not always the way they should be in terms of their Yiddishkeit, she'ikarin hein ba'olam hazeh, the rich people are very respected in this world, u'kfuyin hein la'olam haba. And the rich people are not going to be so respected in the next world, like the famous Gemara. Ki hada Rav Yosef v'rei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chalash, he got sick, v'isnagid, either he fainted or he actually died. Simple pshat in the Gemara is he got sick and then he died, and his neshama went to the Olam HaEmes. Ki hadar, then he woke up. I don't know, he had like a tchias ha-mesim on his own. Right, some Rishonim say he died. It sounds like he died because he went to the Olam HaEmes. So he came back. Amalei Avua, his father, Rabbi Shimon Levi, said, "Nu, what did you see when you went to the Olam HaEmes? My chazis, what did you see when you went to the Olam HaEmes? Amalei Olam Hafach Ra'isi, I saw an upside-down world. Elyonim Lamata V'tachtonim Lamala. The people who are respected in this world are not respected in the next world. The rich people, everybody cares only about if you have money in this world, not if you're a good person, not if you're a Ben Torah, not if you're a Baal Midos. Here, people just listen to you if you're rich. So the people who are Elyonim in this world are Tachtonim in the next world. And the people who are not respected in this world, like the poor people, they're the ones who are respected in the next world. Amalo bini olam bara ra'isa. No, you didn't see an upside down world. That's the real world. That's the story where it is, honestly. Now, what about the rabbis? Va'anan hechi hasam. So he asked him, what about the rabbis? That's the rich people and the poor people. Ki hechi di aisu anan hacha, hachi aisinan hasam. The same way that we are, the rabbis are respected in this world, the rabbis are also respected in the next world. That's one thing he saw. Vishamati shehayu omrim ashrei misha balakan v'talmudo biyado. And I also heard them saying in the world of truth in the next world, lucky is the person who comes to the next world v'talmudo biyado, with his learning in his hand. So in the back of the Masifta Gemara, there are 13 explanations as to what it means. Blessed is a person who comes to the next world with his learning in his hand. I'm just going to share with you a couple of the ones that struck me the most. Rabbeinu Hananel says, if you know you're learning Baal Peh, so when you get to the next world, you're not going to have a Gemara with you. So you're going to have to know it Baal Peh. You got to remember it. If you remember it, it's good. You'll come to the next world. They're going to give you a faher. They're going to give you a test in the next world. So if you know it by heart, that's one pshat. That's Rabbeinu Hananel's first pshat. Then Rabbeinu Hananel has another pshat. It means that not only did your learning in your mind, but your learning impacted what you did. That you had maisim tovim, tamudo biyado. Yado means your hands, meaning that you actually did what you learned. You practiced what you preached. You didn't just preach it, but when you learn stuff, it actually affected the way you behaved. That's number two. The marsha is a third pshat. It means you wrote down your learning. It didn't just stay in your head. You actually took notes on it, because when a person writes things down, biyado, meaning biyado, it's in your hands that you wrote stuff down. So that works. Some of the other explanations I saw, that if you're mechadesh chidushim, I think that's the Ben Yehoyada has a few pshatim. If you're mechadesh chidushim, tamud biyado, meaning you wrote your chidushim. So you didn't just learn, but you said new ideas. You said your own kashas, your own terutzim. That's a fourth pshat. Some say that, you know, sometimes rabbis have to be supported by wealthy people. But if you weren't supported by wealthy people, but you did it on your own, tamud biyado, that you were able to make a parnasa without needing money from other people, that's also a good thing. V'chahena, a lot of other explanations. Very fascinating Gemara. Let's continue.
Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, is this our Rav Yosef who was ill all throughout Masechta Erevin?
That's a good question. I was wondering about that myself. Rav Yosef Bered, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. I don't think it's the same person. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's Rabbi. I'm not sure. I was wondering about that. I don't know. I have to look it up.
And another question. We're using Yemosa Mashiach and Olam Haba a little interchangeably here. Sukkim are referencing Yemosa Mashiach, and we're using it as a reference on Olam Haba. We have the Gemara and Shabbos that we spoke about. Eim bein Olam Haza Yemosa Mashiach Elishu b'Malchus Belvad. I think that was Shmuel, and there was a dissenting opinion there also. So I think this is not unanimous.
Right, you're right. That is a discussion. I think we're talking here about Olam Haba. I think we're talking here about Olam Haba, not Yemosa Mashiach. But we'll let me research it. Let me research it. But I think it's Olam Haba. V'shamati shehayu omrim haruge malchus ein adam yochel lamod b'mechitzasan. I also heard them saying there that a guy was killed by the Al Kiddush Hashem. So that's the highest madrega you could get to. If you kill Al Kiddush Hashem, nobody could stand in your presence. Ma ninu, ilay me Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro. If you think it means Rabbi Akiva, no. Mishum haruge malchus sulo, he was also a big tzaddik. Forget about the haruge malchus. Ella haruge lud. Lulinus and Papus, two people who were killed by Turyanus Harasha in Lud. They found a princess who was killed. Nobody knew who killed him, and they decreed to wipe out the whole city of Lud, and these two brothers agreed to be killed on behalf of everybody else. They falsely accepted the claim of killing this girl to save the lives of everybody else. So they're people who got a very big chelik in Olam Haba. Now, what the rest of the Pesukim in Zechariah, but this is the whole reason we had it here. Bayom ahu yeh al metzilos hasus kodesh la'ashem, on the travel of the horse, that'll be considered to be kodesh. Says Gemara, my metzilos hasus. What does this mean? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahosif al Yerushalayim. Hashem in the future is going to add on to Yerushalayim. Ad shasus ratzu matzil. The amount of a distance that a horse can travel half a day. It's interesting. Now we see the city of Yerushalayim already beginning to be expanded, right? I mean, we saw in the last 50 years the expansion of the city. The Gemara says this is what's going to happen. Lasad Lavo, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Kol Mitzilos Shaton Lasus Beinenov Yeah, Kodesh Rosh Hashanah. He has different pshat. He said that the bells that people hang for a horse between its eyes to beautify it, those will all be donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Biza Shabozin Yisrael Ad Shah Shasus Ratzu Matzil, that the Jewish people are going to win a big war and they're going to get a lot of booty until half the day, while the shade of a horse is underneath it, namely until half the day, yeah, Kodesh Lashem. The Jewish people are going to win a war and they're going to have so much gold and silver, so they're going to be able to donate it, says the Gemara. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Kol Biza Shabazi Yisrael Haina Dichsiv. So that's why the end of the Pasuk, Vahaya Asiros Veis Hashem Kemizrakim Lefnei HaMizbeach. It says they're going to have a lot of gold and silver. They're going to have a lot of extra kalim at the Beis HaMikdash. Elamand Amar Bahanach Tarti, if you say the other two explanations, Mai Vahaya Asiros Veis Hashem. What's meant by the end of the Pasuk, says the Gemara. Milsach Riti Gamar. It's not connected. It's a different thing. They're also going to be rich. It's a new thing. The Misachere Yisrael, the Jewish people are going to be so rich. They're going to make extra donations and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Bishlam Alaman Amar Biza Haideduksiv Velo Yeknani Od Beis Hashem Tzivakos. There will be no more businessmen in the Beis Hashem Tzivakos. They won't have to purchase stuff from the Knani businessmen, because they're going to be so rich. Elamad Mahanach Tatu, you say the other two explanations, Mai Velo Yeknani, what's meant by that pasuk? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ein Kan Oni. Oh, Rabbi Mordechai, we're going to come to your point right now. There's going to be no poor people in those days, says the Gemara. Knani Minol and Dikri Tagar, how do you know, according to the first pshat, that a Knani means a merchant? Dechsev, Vayar Sham Yehuda Bas Ish Knani, Ushmo Shua. Right, by the story of Yehuda and Tamar, it says he found the daughter of a Knani. My Knani, Lema Knani Mamish. If you tell me Mamish came from Knan, Efsher Ba Avram Vehizeris Yitzchak, Uba Yitzchak Vehizeris Yaakov, Vehuda Azal Manasiv. Avram told Yitzchak not to marry a Knani woman, and Yitzchak told Yaakov not to marry a Knani woman, so Yehuda's going to go marry a daughter of a Knani. Elam Shimon Lakish, it doesn't mean that he was a Knani. Bas Gavra Tagra, it means he was a merchant. Knani there means merchant. Tichsiv, Paskin Hoshea, Knan Biyado Mosde Mirma. You merchants, you liars, you merchants liars, the Paskin Hoshea is talking about lying merchants. V'iba Yiseima Mehacha, another pshad is from here. Pasukin Yeshaya, Asher Socharea, Sarim, Knaanea, Nechpede Art. So you see that Knani means a Socher. Now I think somebody addresses Ein Kan Oni, Mordechai's point. So Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Mordechai, you can look this up. Samech Gimel Lamed Aleph. This Navu is referring to Olam Haba, not Yemos HaMashiach. Because in Yemos HaMashiach, there will be poor people, as you said. So Ein Kan Oni, so it's Rashi and Shabbos Samach Gimel. Okay. Says the Gemara. Oh, famous Gemara at the last daf, and this is a very famous Gemara. This is also the same Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Tes. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad ushmo echad. This is the pasuk that ends our davening, the end of Aleinu, every Shachris Mincha Marv. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad ushmo echad. Hashem in that day will be l'melech al kol ha'aretz. On that day, Hashem will be one, and His name will be one. Says the Gemara, Ata ha'idna la'vechadu, only on that day He's going to be one. What? Today Hashem is not one? Says the Gemara, Ravach barachanina, lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Ha'olam hazeh al besoros tovos, Omer Baruch, and Mordechai, we're going to come back to your point here as well. Ha'olam hazeh Al Besoros Tova Soma Baruch HaTova Meitiv Al Besoros Ro Soma Baruch Dayana MS. In this world, on when good things happen, you say HaTova Meitiv. Dafyomi coincidence. When you get the vaccine, should you say HaTova Meitiv? So Rav Shechter famously paskened HaTova Meitiv. Nobody else said HaTova Meitiv. Rav Shechter said you say HaTova Meitiv. His logic is, as we're going to see in a second, that HaTova Meitiv is something that's good for you and good for other people. But the question is, this vaccine, there's this shot that you took, is that good for you and for other people? So Rav Shechter said, yeah, because not only is it good for me, I'm not going to infect you. So the fact that I got the vaccine, it's HaTova Meitiv. That's why when you give birth to a boy, when you say HaTova Meitiv. When you give birth to a girl, you say Shechianu, a boy HaTova Meitiv. Why? Because the boy's going to provide for other people also. We'll deal with that in 1 second. But anyway, so the vaccine, Rav Shechter said HaTova Meitiv. Other people did not say any bracha. They just said a tefillah that it should go well. Anyway, so Al Besoros Tova Soma Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Al Besoros Ros, in this world, when good things happen, you say HaTova Meitiv. When bad things happen, you say Dayana Emes, Baruch Dayana Emes. La'olam haba, kulo HaTova Meitiv. But in the next world, everything is going to be HaTova Meitiv. We'll get back to that in a second. Says the Gemara, Ushimo Echad, my Echad, what do you mean, and his name is one? Atohid and Lav Shmo Echad, who is God's name, not one in this world? Amarachma Yitzhak, lo kolom hazeh olam haba. There's a difference. Ha'olam hazeh nichtav biyud hei, v'nikra ba'alef dalet. In this world, Hashem's name is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we don't pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei. We pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Adnus, the name of Adnus. Havel Olam Haba, Kulo Echad. Nikra B'Yud Hei V'Nichta B'Yud Hei. In the next world, we're going to read and pronounce Hashem's name as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Sava Rava Lemindu Shev Pirka. Rava wanted to teach people how to pronounce the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Amalehu Saba L'Olam K'siv. What a daf yomi coincidence. This week's Pasha. Zeh shmi la'olam v'zeh zichri l'dor dor. Rabbi Avinu Rami. K'siv zeh shmi la'olam. This is my name. That la'olam means ha'olama, that you have to hide it. V'zeh zichri l'dor dor. Just, you can mention my name. Sounds like you have to say it. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo k'shani nitnam ani nikra. You don't, it's this week's Pasha, Mamish, this week's Pasha. My name is not written the way it's read. Nichtavani b'yudhei, it's written with a yudhei. V'nikrani b'alef dalet. In this world, my name is read as alef dalet nun yud. But la'asid lavo, in the future, we're going to read and pronounce it both yud kei vav kei. So the tzlach has an explanation in this gemara that really these two gemaras are actually connected. The business of Baruch HaTova Meitiv and Dayana Emes and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's really all one and the same thing. And the Tzlach says, even things in this world that seem like they're bad, so they seem like they're bad in this world due to our perception in this world, and therefore you say Baruch Dayana Emes. But La'asid Lavo, it's going to turn out that even the things that we thought were really bad in this world, ultimately were really for the good. And therefore, that's why we make HaTova Meitiv in the next world. Even on the same things that we made Dayan Amos in this world, La'asad Lava, we're going to realize it was all HaKol HaTova. It was all for the good. And that's also why La'asad Lava, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaYahove V'Yiyeh, means when you have the perspective of Yud Kei Vav Kei, HaYahove V'Yiyeh, you could go back and look backwards and say, oh, it was really all good. Aleph Dal Nun Yun means we accept Hashem's rulership. We don't understand it now. We don't understand it now, but La'asid Lavo, we're going to understand it. So in the future, we'll be able to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's expressed by the name of Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Kli Yakar says, that's the way, by the way, every day we say Shema. A lot of people don't even know the simple pshat of the words of Shema. It's unbelievable. The Kli Yakar says, Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Midas Hadin, Midas Arachim, Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elokeinu is Midas Hadin, Hashem Echad. Really, it's all Yud Kei Vav Kei. We just don't have that perspective nowadays. So the Kliyaka says what this means is that the nations of the world think there's a God of good and a God of evil. But it's really all Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's all good. It's Hakol L'Tova. It looks like there's a Midas Aracha, Midas Adin, but even the Midas Adin is Hakol L'Tova. It's all good. Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Midas Arachamim, Elokeinu, Midas Adin. You might think that it's coming Chas Hashem from two different places. Hashem Echad, it's all Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's all mercy. It's all the Tov. But La'asid Lavo, we're going to realize that. Now, just one last point here about Atov HaMeitiv that I mentioned. So the Rishonim of Machlokas over here. Do you make Atov HaMeitiv on a good that other people have the same good as you, but it's not exactly the same thing? Like, let's say it hasn't rained for a long time. Now it rains. So it benefits your neighbors also, but it's not that they have the same field as you. They have a different field. They're not partners with you in the same field. So the Rif and the Rambam write, you make Atov HaMeitiv only where you have partners in this field. So literally, all of you, more than one person benefited from the same field. But if you don't have a partner in the same field, you make a Shechiyanu. And the Magen Avraham says, even other people benefit from the same rain, but Atov HaMeitiv is only if you have partners in the same field, not just the same rain. However, other Rishonim, Rashi and Brachos, Daf Nun Tesem and Beis, the Rashba there and the Rush in Brachos, in the ninth parak, they hold that no, if the thing that happened is good for other people, like you have a karka, you have karka and rain fell, then you do say Atov HaMeitiv even if you have no partners in the karka. Because anyone who has karka is enjoying the rain like you are. And the Rashba and the Rush prove it from the Gemara and Brachas over there that when a person's father died, he inherited, he made a bracha Atov HaMeitiv on the inheritance, aside from Dayana Emes, because his brothers also inherited. And it's talking about even in a place where the father already split up the will, so they're not getting the same chelik. It's just that they're all getting a chelik, and they still made Atov HaMeitiv. So even though you don't have any partners in the chelik that you inherited, still you make Atov HaMeitiv. So that's a major discussion. Fine. Hatov HaMeitiv means it's good for you and Meitiv L'Acherim. Fine. Anyway, this is a big discussion. And I know the Rav Shechter, I said Rav Shechter Paskin, when he got the vaccine, he said Atov HaMeitiv. Probably because the fact that he got the vaccine protects him, and it also means that he can't spread it to other people. I'm just guessing that's why he made Atov HaMeitiv. I think the reason why when a boy gets born we have Atov HaMeitiv is because the boy can make... I have to remember this. Why is a boy Atov? I think it's because he also provides for others. It used to be that the boys made the living, so the women didn't make the living. So Atov HaMeitiv means you gave birth to somebody who not only will he'll be able to support himself, he'll be able to support his wife also. I think that's why it is Atov HaMeitiv. And when a girl gets born, we make a Shechiyanu. Okay, let's continue. Next parak. Makom shenagu lasas malacha ba'arvei psachim ad chatzos osin. A place where the minig is to do malacha erev Pesach until chatzos, you do work. Makom shenagu shelo lasos ein osin. If the minig is not to do malacha erev Pesach in the morning, then you don't do it. Now, this sounds like Erev Pesach in the afternoon. For sure, you wouldn't do malacha. Some say there's an Isser malacha doraisa because it's considered like a yantif because you're bringing a carbon in the afternoon. Now, the reason why there's a minag not to do malacha in the morning is you shouldn't be tarred and you're going to forget to get rid of your chametz. Or you can forget to prepare the matzah. Tosus, the Ramaschal Makom, the top Tosus, quotes the Yerushalmi that the reason for the Isser of Asiyas Malacha after Chatzos is because any day that you're going to bring a carbon has a status of a Yantiv and is an Isser Malacha. Once it's the Zman of that Kravas Carbon Pesach. Asks the Yerushalmi, why isn't it the whole day? The answer is Carbon Yachid Sharoi La Kriva B'tchilas Hayom Nesa B'malacha Miyad. But a Carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to be makrovit in the morning, only till after Chatzos. So it's only the time you could bring it. According to this reason, the Baal Amar writes, Bizman Hazeh, that we don't bring a Carbon Pesach. There is no special Isser on Erev Pesach after Chatzos more than any other Erev Yontef. However, Tosis writes, even Bizman Hazeh, that we don't bring a Carbon Pesach, we still have a minhag to have an Isser Malacha from Chatzos and onwards. Because since once it was usher, when you bring a carbon pesach, it's usher forever. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Haholech mimakom she'osin lemakom she'inosin. Let's say you travel on Erev Pesach from a place where the minig is to do work to the place where the minig is not to do work. Omi makom she'inosin lemakom she'osin. We're going to have a whole discussion here about, right, if you celebrate Purim on the 14th and then you go to Yerushalayim, or you go from Yerushalayim to to Karen Biavna. So Haolech Mimakim She'osin Lamakim She'inosin. Oh, Mimakim She'inosin Lamakim She'osin. If you go from a place where they didn't do Malacha to a place where they did, or the vice versa. Noosin Alav Chumri Makim She'yatzim Yisham V'chumri Makim She'holech L'sham. So you have to observe the Chumras of both places. You have to observe the Chumras of both places. If you go from a place that they do Malacha to not or not to do, so you have to be strict. You can't do malacha in either place. Va'al yishane adam mipnei machlokes. And don't change from the minhag makom because that's going to cause machlokes. Now that's a contradiction, right? Make up your mind. You have to observe like the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? You just contradicted yourself. You said you have to always keep the chumra of the place that you left. That means when you come to a new place, you're keeping the chumra of the place that you just left against the minig of the new place. But then it says, don't change the minig amakom. So which one is it? Right? Let's say you went from a place that does malacha. You went from a place that doesn't do malacha to a place that does malacha. So you're going to hold back and not do malacha, even though in that place they are doing malacha, so they're going to look at you like you're crazy. So we'll see. The Gemara is going to discuss this. Right, Rashi points this out. The top Rashi. The Gemara parach, mimakom she'inos lemakom she'osin, iunami al yishan of 11. What do you mean? You just told me that he should keep... Right, sounds like al yishan means he should do malacha when he comes to a new place, even if he came from a place that doesn't do malacha. Fine. Kayotze bo, similarly, Hamolech peros shvius mimakom shekalu lo makom shelokalu. So there's a halacha when it comes to Shemitah that when a certain vegetable stops growing out in the fields, kalu lechayim in asada, kalu behemim in abayis. You have to get rid of it in the house. But the problem is different places, it stopped at different times. So if you're taking fruit of Shemitah from a place where it's gone already, so you have to get rid of it, to a place that it's not gone. Omi makom shelo kalu lemakom shekalu, chayev levayir. You have to get rid of it in either case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Save avei lechafata. Person who's carrying the fruit could say to his friend, "These fruit that I'm carrying, you should realize they came from a place where they were not." Where they were not done yet, so I'm not obligated to destroy them. He could tell the place that, listen, you should just know, I got these fruit from a place where I don't have to destroy them. Says the Gemara, my area, Arve Psachim, why are you telling me only Erev Pesach, there's an Issur Malacha? Afilo Arve Shabbos, Arve Yom Tovim Nami, even Erev Shabbos and Yontif, there's an Issur Malacha. The Sanyo Linton of Brayso, Issur Malacha, Arve Shabbos, Yom Tovim, and Amincho Lamala. If you do Malacha, any Erev Shabbos and Yontif after Chatzos, Einu Ro'a Simen Bracha La'olam. You're not going to see a Simen Bracha from that work. So the Tana should have said Makom Shogel Lasas Malacha Ba'Avi Psachim Osim, not Ad Chatzos, because we already know from Chatzos and on that it's Aser. Says the Gemara, Hasim over there Mina Mincha Ulamala. It's only from 9.5 hours and on. Huda Aser, but Samach LeMincha before 9.5 hours, lo, there's no Iser. But Hacha on Erev Pesach, it's even earlier. Mechatzos, it's from Chatzos. That's one answer. Inami Hasam Simen Bracha Hudalo Chazi Aval Shamuti Lo Mishamtinale. So there it says you don't see a Simen Bracha from work, but we don't put you in Cherem. But Hacha, but here if you do Malacha after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, Shamuti Nami Mishamtinale, we put you in Cherem because it's a very serious Iser. So since they're not equal, and there is sir, so that's why it's a special din over here. Gufa. We learned previously. Ha'osem malacha ba'arish ha'basas v'aviyom v'tomim ha'mincha l'mala. If you do malacha erev Shabbos erev Yontif after 9.5 hours, that's mincha katana. After 9.5 hours, uv'motzai Shabbos, whoa, if you do malacha on motzai Shabbos, it's usher to do malacha on Motzei Shabbos because you have to be Mosef Mechol al HaKodesh. So says Rashi. The Briska Rav, on his commentary on the Rambam and Shabbos, explains Rashi doesn't, he's not referring to the din of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is mamas like Shabbos. It's not like the other things quoted in this Bryce over here. And it's not covered Shabbos. Rashi means if you do malacha before Havdalah. That's what Rashi means. That even though it's weekday, it's also to do malacha before you make Havdalah for the honor of Shabbos. The Yerushalmi, however, and Tosis quotes this in the top Tosis. Take a look at the top Tosis. Ha'osa malacha b'motzei Shabbos. Omer read, de'isa b'Yerushalmi hachi, hani nashi denhigi de'lol mebet avidutu b'afugi Shabbos. The women had the custom not to do any malacha on the whole Motzei Shabbos. Lav minhaga ad... Tistafne Sidra Minhaga, Pirush Sheyashlem Atfila Mina Kosher, Uva Irinami Hacha. So the Yerushalmi Tosis quotes that the minig that some people have to not do malacha the whole Motzei Shabbos is not a legit minig, and there's no issa to be mevatel this minig. However, there is a minig not to do any malacha until you finish all the Seder Tfilos of Motzei Shabbos, saying Veyitein Lecha. That's a minhag kosher, va'aser levatlo. And the braisa means somebody does malacha on Shabbos before he finishes Seder Tfilas Motzei Shabbos. That's another explanation. So some say it means Tosefes Shabbos. Some say it means, the Briska Rav says it means before Havdalah. And some say it means you're not allowed to do malacha until you finish the extended prayers of Motzei Shabbos. Anyway. Says the Gemara. Ha'osa malacha b'arishos of Arjun Tovim and Amichal Mala. Uva motzai Shabbos. Uva motzai yom ha'kippurim. Uva chol makam she'isham nidnud aveira. La'asuye. Tainis tzibur. Not supposed to do malacha on a tainis. When the special series tanesim, they had ein aroa simen bracha lolam. So if you do malacha during one of these times, you're not going to see a simen bracha. So that's why the Briska Rav says Rashi doesn't mean Tosefes Shabbos, because Tosefes Shabbos is a real Isser. It's not just that you're going to not see a Simen Bracha. It's still Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Zariz V'Niskar. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa. Yesh... Yesh Zariz V'Niskar, V'Yesh Zariz V'Nifsad, Yesh Shafal V'Niskar, V'Yesh Shafal V'Nifsad. So, four halachas about this person who does malacha at different times. Sometimes you have a person who's used to doing malacha, and because he's used to doing malacha, it's a good thing. He's going to get a mitzvah. Sometimes it's not good to do malacha. Sometimes, if you're lazy, it's good. And sometimes, if you're lazy, it's bad. Zariz v'niskar, da'avid kule shabsa. A person does malacha all week long, v'lo avid b'mali shabsa. And he doesn't do malacha erev Shabbos min ha'mincha l'malas. That's good. Zariz v'nifsad, David Kuli Shabbat, you do Malacha all week. Vav Mala Shabbos, you also do Malacha Erev Shabbos. That's no good. You're too industrious. You're working too close to Shabbos. Shafal Vaniskar, lazy and good. Delavid Kuli Shabbos, you don't do Malacha all week long. Velavid Mala Shabbos, but you also don't do Malacha Erev Shabbos. That's good. Shafal Vanifsad, lazy is bad. The law of Kuli Shabbos, you don't do Malacha all week long. Va'avid B'mal Shabbos, but you only do work Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hani Nashi de Mechuza, the Chasheva women from the ear Mechuza. So they were the Chasheva women who don't do any work. They don't go to work. Avagav Dahai de Lav de Navid de B'mal Shabbos Mishim Mifankusahu. Even though the fact that they don't do any work Erev Shabbos is because of their lofty status, the Hakol Yom Anami Lokov, then they don't work every day. Afil Hachi Shafal Veniska Karina Lo. Nevertheless, it's a good thing that they don't. At least they don't do work on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Rava Rami, Rava asks a contradiction. Ksiv, Pasuk says in Tehillim Nun Zayin Yud Aleph, Ki Gadol Ad Shemayim Chasdecha, you're going to get a ton of reward for keeping all the mitzvos. Uksiv, Ki Gadol Me'al Shemayim Chasdecha, even above the sky. HaKeitzad, Kan Ba'osin Lishma, if you do mitzvos Lishma, you're going to get reward even above the heavens. V'kan Ba'osin Shelo Lishma, if you do mitzvahs shalol lishma, you'll get reward up until the heaven. Uchadirav Yehuda de Meruda Marav la'olam yasak adam b'torah mitzvahs af al pi shalol lishma. Person shouldn't involve himself in Torah mitzvahs even if you do it shalol lishma. Shemitok shalol lishma balishma. If you start off doing things shalol lishma, you're going to end up coming to do them lishma. Even though Rava himself in Maseches Brachas Yedzayin says that ha'osik b'torah shalol lishma is noach lo shalol nivra, that's talking about if you do it for negative reasons, like to show off, not for the right reasons. However, here we're just talking about, no, you don't have any bad intentions. You just want to get some reward from it. Tosus Dirmaskal Vakan writes that we're talking about a case where Yeshovis Mimelacha Matzmas Machmas Atzlus. He applies it to that. All right, a lot of explanations. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Hametzape l'schar ishto. If a person doesn't go out and make his own living, he just has his wife support him. Verechayim, or he's looking for a reward because he's going to go into the business of renting out a grindstone. Ein aroa simen bracha l'olam. It's not a good thing. You should make your own money. Don't rely on your wife. And you should make your own money. Don't go into the business of renting out a grindstone. L'schar ishto. Schar ishto matkolta. That his wife rents out the scales. She goes and rents out the scales. It's not a very profitable business. Because you only make very little from that. And it's also very embarrassing that your wife has to go there and do all that. So it's not a good way to make a living. Rechaya agarta. Same thing, renting out the grindstone. It's a lot of tircha and very little benefit. Aval avda umizabna. However, if your wife makes stuff and sells it, ishtabuchi mishtabach bakra. So that's a very good parnasa. The pasuk already praises that. Tchsev sudden asasa vatimkar, that if she can make a sheet and sell it, so that's very profitable. Tana Rabbanan, hamistaker bekanim, a person who makes money through selling these certain type of reeds, uvakankanim or jugs, einarosim brachalolim. It's not a good parnasa. My time it came denafish apachzayu, since they're very very big and you got to shlep him sheltem behu eina. An ayin hara happens to them. They break very easily. Tana Rabbanan. Tagare simta. People of merchants who sit in the marketplace. Magadle behema daka. People who raise like sheep and goats. Vakotze ilanas tovos. People who chop down good trees to sell. Venosnan enan. Vechelik yafe. People who, whenever they split with their partners, they always try to take the better half. My time at the toe ba inche. People look at them like they're not so good. Each one is different, right? Sometimes your animals are going to graze in other people's fields, and people who cut down good trees, people get upset with you. It's about tashchis. Other reasons. Tan Rabbanan. Arba prutos ein bahen simen bracha la'olam. Schar kosvin. People who write the sofrim, they don't make a good living. Schar meturgamanim. People who translate. Schar yisomim. People who try to use orphans' money to make money for them. Umos habos m'dina sayam. Benefit that comes from people who have to send boats to the faraway places. Bishlam eschar mitugamanim. Mishum demechsek eschar Shabbos. They work on Shabbos. Not good to make money on Shabbos. Umos yisomim nami lav b'nei mechilinu. You may end up stealing from the yosom. Mos habosim dina sayam. Mishum delav kol yom mishrach eshnis. It's very dangerous to have your boats on the ship, on the sea all the time. El schar kos in my time. What's the matter with being a sofer? I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Esrim v'ar batanis yoshua and sheknes agdola al kos vei svarim. Because people try to tell them not to make too much money. If they make too much money, they're going to stop writing the svarim, and we're not going to have enough sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. Tana rabbanan kosi svarim tefillin mezuzah. Hein v'tagarein v'tagarein v'tagarein. V'chol ha'oskim v'lech ha'shamayim la'asui mochi t'cheilas. Ein anron sim v'bracha l'olam. Because nobody's rooting for them to do well because we don't want them to stop writing. V'moskim l'shma. But if they do it l'shma, then they will see sim v'bracha. Ro and sim v'bracha. One more line. B'nei Baishan, the people of B'nei, no, Delohave Azim Mitzor Litzim Ma'ale Shapsa. The B'nei Baishan had an extra chumra on themselves. They wouldn't travel from Tzur to Tzaydan on Erev Shabbos, even though it wasn't such a long journey, but they were machmir. Also B'nei Kamei Rabbi Yochan Amulo. Their kids came from Rabbi Yochan and asked them, Avos and Efshalu. Our fathers were rich, so they didn't have to go traveling on Friday. Anan lo afshalom, but we're not rich. Can we travel? Amar lohu, kfar kibulu avaseichem aleihem. Your parents accepted the strictness, so you shouldn't. You should not stop this minhag. Shnema shma bni musar avicha valtitosh toras imecha. Once your parents have a minhag, if your father has a minhag, your parents have a minhag. You have to keep your parents minhagim. You're not allowed to change your parents minhagim. We will stop here. Thank you very much for joining. Daf Yomi tomorrow morning is at 7:05. Thank you very much.
Rabbeinu Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Zvulun that his business should be on commerce on the sea. You hear the Gemara.